listeners. We're here with Jasmina Argillo. Cher, and sorry for the complications with getting on the air today. We have got an awesome show lined up. Jasmina knows about resilience, and she also knows the joy of buoyancy and a life filled with spiritual blessings, a loving son, and a late in life adoring husband. With that, I'm going to go straight into that. You know, she wrote a book called Mirror of My Soul, Sanctum of My Heart. Can you tell us more about your process, Jasmina, and how you got to this place to write this book?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, someone was talking with me recently and said, you know, you've got to be the resilient queen by now, Jasmina. I've had a life of many transformations, some trauma, a lot of change, chaos. And my task has been to bring order to that chaos. And, you know, we are spirit beings as well in our physical bodies, but we come in to our life with certain lessons that we're going to learn. And those lessons are our gifts as well to share with others. So that has really been my task, and that resilience theme has played throughout my life. And what is resilience exactly? What does it require of us? But what is it? Resilience truly is the connection to all that we are, what I would call in our humanness, the highest that we can be as human beings in our life. And to draw on those inner resources that we have to live our life, to really blossom, to share our gifts out in the world. So the themes of my book, it is a spiritual memoir, Mirror of My Soul, Sanctum of My Heart. It's really an inspiring treatise on how heart resonance, intuition, and resilience get us past the challenging times, and so that we can truly thrive in our life. I felt as a child that there was a lot of chaos in my life, and you could touch upon that in the book, but I was living with a mom who was undiagnosed, manic depressive, bipolar, and I had to go inward to find my own connection. So the contrast of that chaos took me inward to find that resilience inside. I'm naturally intuitive, and I believe we all have intuitive abilities, but we need to be really conscious of using that connection, and that it is connected to our heart, to the spiritual frequencies like compassion, joy, understanding, wisdom, appreciation, gratitude. So that connection drove me inward, and I was actually having a very deep spiritual experience of connecting to the world of spirit, to the angelic realm, and that comforted me in my early childhood. However, my lessons coming in, and we all have our lessons, is to really develop the self-esteem, because I had self-esteem issues, as you would imagine, from that kind of connection, trust issues, which have played out in my life, and anxiety. So those are those challenges of what I help people overcome in their life to get in touch with their authentic resilience. And so it's really a process. It's a process of joy and love and connection. So that's played out through my life. I do want to say that we all have the ability to connect and live at what I call the quantum level, or the multidimensional level of being, and that comes through into us through our outward experiences and our inward. For instance, I've had part of my healing process is to go within and develop my skill in meditating, to bring that in every day, that meditation experience. So I would have mystical experiences I would, my dreams really came alive, and I got a lot of guidance from my dreams. An extraordinary synchronicity is when we start consciously living this connection will happen in our day-to-day life. For instance, I start the book out in my prologue. It's, you'll see, let's go back about 4 years ago now, and I had been doing some healing sessions for my benefit with a healer in South America. So I traveled out to Australia to meet my fiancé, and I'm in shopping in this mountain village store outside of Melbourne, a village called Callista. And there's hardly anyone in this store. It's a five-and-dime store. It was so charming. And I'm going through a rack of $10 shirts and thinking, well, okay, this is a good deal. And all of a sudden, I feel this sensation, like energy in my back and on my side. And I turn around, and there's a woman standing about a foot and a half away from me. And she very bluntly said, you know, Spirit told me to tell you that you need to get your message out to the world. And it totally shocked me. She knew where I was in South America and who I was seeing. And so it totally took me out of what I call experience, out of time and place entirely. Mm-hmm. And so as it turned out, she said, you need to do this and find a way to do this. And she, you know, I took her out for tea afterwards. I was so transformed by the whole thing. But it took me years really to start doing that, and the book is one way that I can reach many people with a message of hope and how we have this connection so much, and we do need to draw upon it very consciously. Yes.
Yeah, and it seems like, sorry, my voice is so cracky, that the more we get in tune with what our path is and how to get on that path, it seems like then Spirit totally meets us right where we're at. And it seems like that's what Spirit did with you, where, you know, you wouldn't give in to the problems. You would just, you know, continue to move forward. And then as you move forward, Spirit met you with the next person that you were supposed to be working with, it sounds like.
Exactly. Yes. And sometimes Spirit will take extraordinary measures to get our attention. And really, yeah. I had a friend of mine, I think I was sharing that experience, and he said, you know, Jasmina, I'm the kind of personality that someone doesn't have to do that with me. I just know and I do it. So what I'm saying is, it's okay, we have our personalities, and the Spirit connection will work with us. We have to, the key to it is our asking for that. And have that openness of intention to have that, have the universe help us. You know, whatever word you want to use, describe the universe as for. So that I have. And you must have faith and be very open to how this comes in. In my book, I chose the title, Mirror is Really Important. The book is a really quick read, and I wrote it in such a way to touch upon this in what I call a vignette. It's really it's like having a snapshot. And that's how our memory and the Spirit connection sometimes unfolds. It's like kind of like, I don't know, Rob, if you ever get experience, you watch a movie, and the scene flashes into you, and it's very effective, right? And so memory worked like that. And writing the book, I touched on things, but I didn't want to go so deeply, because it's a mirror reflection reflecting back to you similar moments and circumstances in your life to bring your gifts forward for you. So I, as you read through the book, I'm getting feedback from my readers saying they are having that experience. I had one reader contact me through a colleague in Los Angeles. She read the book, and she is recovering from stage 4 breast cancer. And my friend planned a meeting for us. This woman, she had a very deep mystical, out-of-body spiritual experience of healing as a result of reading through the book. So I highly encourage you, as you read through the book, to just be so, you could say a prayer offer as you go through that. Those gifts come through you, and that's your spirit speak to you at an even deeper level than you're already connected to. And I say that because we are infinitely growing in this vast universal frequencies of unconditional love. And yes.
Yeah, and I think that's the part that is so loving, and how the divine brings us in is that unconditional love, no matter how messed up we think we are or how negative things are. There's always lying in through the divine, you know, as long as you don't put those blinders on or cover your eyes and say, you know, I just can't watch this anymore, you know. And when you get to that point of surrender, you know, I think it really brings the divine even closer to you and in a more dynamic essence.
Yes, you said it so well. Exactly. And the traumas that we have, they crack the heart open.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have such armoring around our soul, don't we, in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've experienced in my grief and the trauma, that if I stay, it's important to stay in the heart connection and the spirit connection. That's important through those frequencies that will help you. But what I find is more light can come in for me in those cracks, because the traumas do crack you open. And
mm-hmm.
that's our process of how we as human beings grow into compassion too. And but the paradox is, none of us want to have any trauma, right? I don't want to be challenged necessarily. I want everything to be just really rosy, you know, get everything I want, and you know, it's but when I think of my major growth and how I came through those challenges, that's the growth within that. Yeah.
Well, then, and I think that we grow as we're ready, and God, the divine, however you want to look at it, just opens those doorways where, in synchronistic ways, we end up having the right people show up at the right time, or a book falls into our presence, or something happens, you know, that makes us go, oh, we aren't really as alone as we thought we were.
Exactly, yes. And we all have our own process, and we are infinite beings. We may not finish it. We can't finish everything and living 80 years of our life if we, you know, get to that point. My mom being undiagnosed, not wanting to seek help for her, you know, her mental illness, and I tried more than once in my life to get her that help, and she just wouldn't do it. And I even had a spiritual teacher, master, that would guide me in the subtle levels in a very conscious way. It was an amazing relationship. He's what I call an earth angel. He's not in the body anymore, but at the time he was, and he would come to me in my dreams, and he said to me one time, he said, in my dream, he said, you're worrying about your mom. It's holding you back spiritually. And I thought about it that night, and it really does. Worry is a frequency that can be very negative and cause ill health in our body. If we worry about ourselves, whatever, we worry about money, you know, relationships. And he said, give her to me. God and I are taking care of her. And so I really took that inside, and it helped me. But it's interesting, because I had my timetable that I wanted to see her heal. I wanted to see, and she recently, at the years of how old was she? At the age of 79, she's now getting help. And she's still alive. So, you know, we have our own timetable. And we do live in quantum reality. It may not be when we think it's supposed to be. But the guidance is there, and she has her path. So those are lessons we learn, you know, when we, I don't like the word codependent. But, you know, we can help each other. But we also have our own path at the same time, and we have to let go of what we think the outcome is supposed to be, you know? in a lot of things in our life that we're doing.
Yeah, and it's you know, it's kind of like that saying, hindsight's, you know, 20/20. You know, we don't realize until we've gone through it and we're coming, you know, back around the wheel, so to speak. You know, and all of a sudden we're going, oh, I've been here before, or I've had a similar experience, and had I been, or who did I reach out to then? You know, and it's just so beautiful to know that we are so loved and so cared for that even though these traumas we go through, I mean, it's what makes us who we are, you know, and it gives us that resilience. And, you know, if it's health or whatever, I mean, I've had near-death experiences where, you know, it's like, why am I going through this? And then I'll come through it the other side and I'm like, oh, maybe this had something to do with it. Or, you know, look at who came into my life during that time.
And there is a near-death experience in my book, A Change in My Life. I had recovering from a massive brain tumor surgery to remove a brain tumor in 2001. And I go into more detail about the intuitive heart connection and how that healed me in a miracle way, got me off the drugs, I got control of my seizures. To this day, I don't need to be on anything. Pain control and how I reprocessed. I brought that healing to heal my neural circuitry in every way. So I invite you to go into that experience with me in the book, because it's very profound. And we do, we have this miracle connection that we can very quickly connect to. And that's what I help you do, actually. In my work, my sessions, I have a special holiday discount on my sessions. So encourage you to experience a very quick transformation using your connecting with your spiritual intelligence to de-stress, heal, and receive guidance. So whatever that issue is in your life, we could do that together. And I do connect with light frequencies as we in every session with you, so that you're bringing that light and you're experiencing your own connection, the miracle of you and what you can do in your life with that connection. So I have a special code to my website at jasminagrilloshare.com, and I'll spell that out, J-A-S-M-I-N-A, Agrillo, A-G-R-I-L-L-O, Share, SCHERR.com. There's two A's in the middle, JasminaAgrilloShare.com. And it's actually 50% discount. And you'll find the book there as well. I have a special holiday price on that too.
And that's for how long? Is that special?
That is going through December 30th.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And it seems like people really go through a lot once it starts getting cold. Well, cold here. I mean, I'm watching it snow right now, big snowflakes. You know, and when you're more inside and with yourself on a 24/7 basis, you know, rather than being outside, staying busy, doing gardening, whatever, you know, then all of a sudden it's like little things come up that make you go, you know, what am I doing? Why am I here? You know, what's my purpose? You know, and I, like you, have had numerous, near-death experiences, and it seems like each time I elevate up to another level where all of a sudden I connect spirit in a different way than I did before that. You know, and I tend to be a little more willing, you know, to go there more quickly, you know, the more that it's happened in my life. Because, you know, I mean, I think a lot of us have trauma from childhood and from, you know, different relationships and breakups of relationships and that type of thing. And, you know, and we don't have to continue to carry that baggage. And I think your book really helps people see that they don't need to carry that baggage, that they can be as free as they want to be.
Yes, exactly. It's all about the conscious connection and really being, I'm very emotional, a feeling person, intuitive, and I'm very passionate when I'm connecting with my spirit too. I mean, I remember one time in the book, I was going through a divorce, but I really wanted to have a true soulmate in my life, and I could feel him, not even coming from where I lived in the state of Maine at the time. And I knew that he was out there somewhere, and I really wanted to connect with him. But I would say things to my spirit like, I know I'm meant to be with this person, and he's out there, but gee, will you make it happen because I'm ready, you know? And so what I'm saying is you can put your passion, a deep sincerity of connecting to that passion, an earnestness that, you know, little kids have. You can see them when they're doing their puzzles, when they're drawing, when they're really into it. So that's important to be yourself, too, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, each person has to just really be, how would I put, realizing that you are that important to spirit, that he is going to put people in your life that for some reason doesn't make sense, but it's, but yet it's so synchronistic that it's like, you know, you're meant to meet each other, or you're meant to find the book, you know, that you need to have, or, you know, something like that. And you've written other books too, right, Jasmina?
I've written articles. I'm working on
articles.
Yes, articles. I've published experiences, and I've also published some heart map publications regarding transforming anxiety. I have case studies from working with clients who are experiencing their own transformation through the heart connection, which is my specialty because it's so fast and quick than any other mind-body techniques I've ever experienced, and I've had a lot of them throughout my life. I've traveled quite a bit studying and practicing.
Right.
I just encourage you to make the connection as much throughout your day. And particularly at this time of year that we're going into, it can be a high stress season for us in many ways. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Do you have certain ways to deal with this stress that you could share with listeners, or the anxiety? Because, I mean, a lot of people have anxiety around not having money, you know, not being able to do other things with other people. And I think that if we start learning the tools and putting them in our tool belt as to how to handle the anxiety, then we can walk through it to build our resilience.
Yes, exactly. I will share with you one very simple starting point for you. And this was going to help you develop your spiritual connection, your spiritual intelligence, or your heart intelligence, as some folks say, or emotional intelligence. But the spiritual frequencies know this. When we feel compassion, joy, appreciation, it is not coming from the brain. It is coming in through the energetic heart, into your entire physiology. Your heart is feeding this message through your autonomic nervous system into your brain. So there is a difference. Those frequencies are different. So 101, just the very basic, is that you can just start making the heart connection right now. And you can put your hand in your heart just to feel the connection. It's your awareness that's going to be there. My son came home. Just be with your heart, your awareness. That's your connection, your spiritual connection. And my son came home, just experienced that, and just do some gentle breathing there. But my son came home from school one day when he was 8. He's been consciously working with his heart since he was a very little boy. But he came home one day and he says, you know, I got in an okay place today. It's like my eye has a heart on it, and it's observed, watching everything I do. And he was trying to tell me that he was sort of at a mid, what we call neutral. It gives you like a sort of